So I'm busy going through a short series on how to develop maturity.
A
clever man once said that it's not the structures that make the church good, it's the people that make the church good. So the strength of this local church lies in the strength of the people. And of course, you can be strengthened in the Lord. God is ready to give you grace that empowers you. So if you want to grow as a Christian, your spiritual growth will come from you exercising spiritual disciplines.
Ni fitumbunao ara-pana de utung zany a amin'ny fampiaranao ny fitsipika ara-kristianina eo amin'ny fiainanao.
You have to feed yourself the word of God.
Milena mamana antenanao amin'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
Learn how to pray.
Mianatra hoe hivavaka.
Exercise your spiritual muscles.
Tena hoe a tonao mihitsy etsehanao mihitsy zany a le nofinao ara-panahy.
See, the gospel is good news.
Itanareo ny filazan tsara de vaovao mahafaly.
Jesus died to forgive you of your sins.
Maty Jesosy a amelanao ny amin'ny fahotanao.
You begin the journey for free.
De manomboka an'izay dia izay ianao a maimaim-pona.
So justification or being made right with God requires no effort on your part.
Ka le hoe fanamarinana anao na le hoe mahatonga anao a ho vita fihavanana amin'Andriamanitra de tsy misy hoe hiezaka avy amin'ny tenanao takinany amin'izay.
But in response to being born again,
fany amin'ny famalinana le hoe ateraka indray,
we have to learn to walk in the Spirit,
de miltsika mianatra mandeha ao amin'ny fanahy,
and no longer live to satisfy the flesh. So last week I warned you that if you don't actually grow spiritually, you'll just get into heaven like a fat baby. That fed, but never practiced the word of God. And so even though you get to heaven by grace, the condition in which you get to heaven depends on how much you worked.
You can
get to heaven strong and passionate for God. Or you can just scrape in there by the grace of God alone. And so I'm not preaching works for salvation. But I do believe you have to put an effort into developing your spiritual strength. Christians who don't personally exercise faith, have very weak faith muscles. If you don't invest, if you don't practice, you'll get to heaven with very little rewards stored up in heaven. You won't become mature with just by accident. Consider our worship. it won't become passionate by accident. I don't know if you've seen me raise my hands in worship. I do that. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's not God who comes with angels and pulls my arms up like, "Whoa, what happened?" It doesn't work like that. I think about it. I
think,
I'm excited about God. I want to show Him. I want the angels to see. I want the demons to see. I don't want them to see this. See, I can sing in tune. Almost there. So, But if you're going to demonstrate passion, you have to do it. Nothing stops a young man who's in love with a girl. He pursues her. He's waiting outside in the street in case she comes out. He's up early. He's thinking, what can I buy her for her birthday? How can I show her my love? We have to do things because we love God, or our love is false. And so last week, I said we should learn the habit of just praying all the time, whenever we think of it. And it's good to set apart a time early in the day to pray. But not just a religious duty at the first half hour of the day that you get it over with and then you get on with your life.
No,
Christ is my life.
So
if I had a good quiet time, maybe from 5 a.m. to 5:30, you have a great quiet time. Then you don't put Jesus behind you and carry on without Him.
So,
I'm finished with the meeting with the boss, now I can go and work.
I hope
he doesn't bother me again.
No,
that's not how we deal with the Lord. We deal with Him on the basis of love and relationship, worship and friendship. So sometimes I've had a quiet time and then I go out and I get busy and 7 minutes later I'm talking to God some more. And 2 hours later, I'm sharing my thoughts with God. You have to see your relationship with God as more than functional. It's personal. It should be your whole bit, more and more of your identity should be wrapped up in
Christ.
And so God becomes our fascination and our interest and our obsession. Not just a Sunday thing.
So
there are seven areas that I feel TCC needs to develop.
That
these things should become part of our routine. It should be your normal life. That incorporates these things. And there's no right formula. There's not some special technique or approach. You just have to experiment. Just do something and see if it works. These are the things that I'm focusing on prayer, regular prayer, relational prayer, fasting. No one wants to hear that. I don't think anyone really enjoys fasting. Just like I said, I wouldn't enjoy pushing weights. But if I want to get strong, I'm going to have to exercise. Bible reading. Sorry for you, but there's no shortcut. You read the Bible and you grow. Just like when you eat your vegetables, you get vitamins. You must move on past Vary alone. Hey? You need vitamins. And we need the nutrition that comes from the Word of God. And then generosity, giving and generosity. You know, I've never had this, that an angel comes and sits on top of me and pulls my wallet out of my pocket. If I'm going to give, I have to open it with my own strength. And I'm faced with a heavy decision. How much? And how much can I keep back? Without being stingy and withholding.
And then
painfully, I have to overcome the flesh.
It's
mostly small notes. Don't be fooled.
And then I
put it in the offering. Oh man, it's a fight.
And I
have to teach my flesh to submit. Because my flesh wants. It lusts for all kinds of things. It could range from vary, it's lusting for vary. Or maybe security. So I want to keep some money back so I feel safe, I've got some money. Or maybe status.
If I
get richer, I'll be more impressed. I can dress better and people will be more impressed with me. It doesn't matter how rich you are or how poor you
are.
There will always be a victory that you have to fight for in the area of giving and generosity.
And
so we're going to look at that at some point. That's the fourth thing. The fifth thing is evangelism.
Den fitorina filazantsara.
Testifying of your faith.
Tena hoe mijoro vavolombelona ny amin'ny finoanao.
Just telling your friend at school, "Hey, I'm a Christian."
Tena hoe tenena amin'ny namanao any ampianarana, "Izaho kristianina."
Or telling your family member, "No, I'm going to church that Sunday. I can't come and do whatever you want me to do."
Na tenena mintsy le fianakavinao ohatra hoe, "Izaho amin'izay alahady tenenareo izay mila mankany am-piangonana fa tsy afaka manao an'izay zavatra tenenareo izay."
Or just saying to the corrupt guy, "No, I won't pay that bribe because I want to honor God."
Nam teny amle olona manao tsy fahamarinana ne za tsy afaka manome an'izay kolokolo izay fa za manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
That's all acknowledging Jesus before men.
Izany le hoe manambara anao na hoe maneho ny amin'ny Jesosy ianao eo anatrehan'ny olona.
And a step further is telling someone, "You should receive him too."
Dia ny dingana lavidavitra kokoa dia le miteny amin'ny olona mihitsy hoe ianao koa ne mila mandray azy.
Evangelism is as difficult as fasting and prayer.
Ny fitorina filazantsara dia sarotra mitovy amin'ilay hoe vavaka sy ilay hoe fivadikanina.
I'm not good at it.
Izaho aloha tsy dia mahomby be ny amin'izy io.
But what I'm looking for is not that you go out and stand on a box somewhere and start shouting the gospel at this guy's passing.
No,
I'm asking for something just a day to day that you live out a Christian witness. We must not be ashamed to say, "I am a follower of Jesus." That was number 5. The sixth thing is simplicity.
Simple.
I don't mean poverty. I mean solitude and separation, when you make your life different from the way the world lives. You can't be friends with the world and friends with God. So we have to simplify our lives by getting rid of some of the things that the world runs after and saying, "No, that's not going to be part of my life." And sometimes that will involve just quietening things down and looking for solitude. Remember what Gideon had to do? The first thing he had to do was get rid of his father's idols. Clean out the house. Simplify.
So
we don't need everything the world is running after. We need hearts that go after God. And God said to Israel, "Come out from amongst the nations and be separate." He asked Israel to set themselves apart, to consecrate themselves.
Arde na sain Israeliana mba anava kantena ni anuka nantena no anandremant.
So when I say simplicity,
kareva mtena kwen lewe faatsura na.
I don't mean that you can't own a laptop or an iPhone or an iPod or a MP3 player.
Sa kurtsum teno ets tukni ana na iPhone ne no na iPad na we ordinatora na MP3.
I just mean you can't devote your life to entertainment.
Fa sa futsum teno ets afaka atokanao ny fiainanao amin'ny otrany hoe fa malifaliana.
You can have a consecrated life even in the midst of technological advance.
Mila manana fiainana no amasinina nao eny fa na dia ho anivon'ny teknolojia.
You don't have to be a nun or a monk.
Tsy voatery hoe ho lasa masera na mompere nao.
Good news. But the thing you devote yourself to, that's the question. Have you set yourself apart for God? You see, we are a royal priesthood. There's no pastor who does all this and then you just go off and ignore God. No, I am a priest in the house of God and you are a priest in the house of God. That's what the New Testament teaches us. God has called us to be a kingdom of priests. And you are not excused from that calling. And the seventh thing is community. We have to learn the meaning of Christian community. That this is God's family in this room. And actually our relationships with one another are relationships that will last for eternity. We will be in heaven together. And some of our earthly family members sadly rejected God. And they will not be part of that eternal family. And there's a competition sometimes between earthly family and heavenly family. Now family is made by God, it's a good thing. But if your earthly family becomes the ultimate thing, it becomes an idol. We have to fight for the right place of the community of the saints. So there's a spiritual family here. But again, like all of these things, the unity won't happen by accident. None of these things I'm sharing with you just do happen by accident. So if we're going to have unity and togetherness and fellowship, we're going to have to fight for it. Make time for it. So those seven things, prayer, fasting, Bible reading, giving, evangelism, simplicity, community. If we develop those personally and corporately, if those things become areas where we actually have experience, that we're familiar with them, we'll be a much stronger church. And you will be a much stronger man or woman. These things shouldn't be foreign or weird. In the end, we should be well acquainted with them. You should know what it feels like to fast. You should know how hard or how easy it is for you to pray for 10 minutes.
De tokony fantatra hoe ohatra ny ahoana ny amafiny na ny amorany le hoe mivavaka folo minitra.
You familiar with these things.
Tena hoe mahazatra anao mihitsy ilay zavatra.
You should know what percentage you're giving.
De tokony fantatra hoe firy isanjato ny zavatra omenao.
You would know how cluttered your life is.
Ary fantatra tsara hoe bekorotana ohatra ny ahoana ny fiainanao.
You should know whether this is your home or not spiritually.
De tokony fantatra hoe ity ve ny tranonao na toerana misy anao ara-panana tsy.
You should know whether you're talking about Jesus during the week.
Tokony ho fantatra hoe niresaka ny amin'i Jesosy ve anao a sa tsy nandritra ny ilay herinandro.
No guilt, no condemnation, no heaviness in any of this.
Tsy misy mihitsy ny hoe fanamelohana na fahatsapa-tena ho diso a na ohatrany hoe faneriterena ao anatin'izany rehetrarehetra izany.
It's actually just it's not rocket science.
Ary le izy koa tsy hoe zavatra be hoe tena sarotra be.
So I wanted to talk about fasting a bit this morning.
Ka amin'ity maraina ity te hiresaka kely mikasika ny fifadikana.
See, this isn't going to take long now to get to my sermon finally.
Ary ny efa raha lay tsy lava be intsony le idirana mankany amin'ilay toriteniko.
Fasting is something that you find in the Bible.
Ny fifadikana dia zavatra izay hitantsika ao amin'ny Baiboly.
In the Old Testament, in the New Testament.
Any amin'ny Testamenta taloha, Testamenta vaovao.
You find it in the history of the church.
Ary hitantsika izany ao amin'ny tantaran'ny fiangonana.
And what it's really about is about subduing your flesh.
Ary ny tena hoe hevitry le izy a dia ianao izany a mampanaiky ny nofinao.
And putting more of a focus on God.
Ary dia mametraka ianao fifantohana bebe kokoa amin'Andriamanitra.
And fasting isn't meant to be some weird super spiritual thing.
Ary ny fifadikana dia tsy natao mihitsy hoe zavatra ohatrany hoe hafahafa na hoe zavatra ara-panazay ohatrany hoe hafahafa.
And we shouldn't get into some competition to show off how spiritual we are by how long we fast for.
Ary tsika koa tsy tokony hiditra mihitsy ny amin'ny resaka ohatrany hoe fifaninana na hoe hay ohatrany afirina ny alavan'ny fifadikanana nataonao na hoe afirina ny hafa.
The thing about fasting is it puts our focus on God.
Ny zava-misy ny amin'ny fifadikanana dia mametraka ny fifantohantsika amin'Andriamanitra tsika.
And often leads to breakthroughs in our lives.
Ary mazana lezy dia mitarika antsika makany amin'ny ohatrany hoe fahazahoantsika ny mahatafavoaka antsika amin'ilay fiainantsika.
But we don't have to go weird about fasting.
Fa tsika neva tsy tokony ho lasa ohatra ny hoe zavatra hafa izany resaka fifadikanana izany.
Michael Eaton tells a story about a lady who was really thin.
Michael Eaton ny resaka vehivavy anankiray izay izy izay tena hoe nahibe mihitsy.
She looked ready to collapse.
Tena ohatrany hoe ohatrany olona ilay vonina hitsingidiny ireny ny paoziny.
She was on a 40-day fast.
Izy any fahadihanina nandritra ny efapolo andro.
Without food or water.
Tsy nisotro rano na nihinan-kanina.
Which medically means she's probably going to die.
Ary raha hoe nyresaka raha medikaly no andikana anazy dia ohatrany hoe ho faty izy.
And some other lady had called her to this fast.
Ary nisy vehivavy hafa ihany koa izay niantso anazy anao an'izay fifadikanana izay.
In India, some people try to fast for 80 days.
Misy any India miezaka mifadihanina mandritra ny 80 andro.
I don't know if those are Christians or if they're even alive after that. But
tsy fantatra loatra zareo na kristiana na avy eo koa izy na hoe mbola velona ho arinan'izay na tsia.
Well, we know Jesus fasted for 40 days.
Fantatritsika hoe Jesosy nifadihanina nandritra ny 70 andro.
But he had the help of angels.
Fa izy nefa nanana ny fanampinan'ny anjely.
Some ladies, he says, in Kenya, some ladies were fasting for 40 days to find a husband.
Ary nisy ihany koa nilaza tany Kenya hoe nisy vehivavy sasany ihany koa nifadihanina nandritra ny 70 andro mba hahazo vady.
So he says to them, stop it.
There was this time to work say.
If you when we finally find him you'll be so skinny he won't want you.
Raote no ka we nefa ranao a na hita ny lelelaze no refa afaka le 70 andro iny mety hoe diso mahia loatra no dia tsotiny ndray.
Brother, you know, have some meat on your bones, you know.
Fa leo pa mis nofy any ao amin'ny tena.
So Michael Eaton says, if you collect every verse in the Bible on fasting,
there was this Michael Eaton, hoe raha ohatra ianao ka manango na ny andalan-tsoratra masina rehetra mikasika ny fifadikanana ao amin'ny Baiboly a,
you will find that most are one-day fasts.
Dia hita ianao fa ny ankabeazan'ilay izy a dia fifadikanana indray andro.
Sometimes they were 3-day fasts. Maybe if it was a grief thing, a mourning, you were bereaved, someone had died. Someone might fast for 7 days. Only 3 people in the Bible ever fasted for 40 days. Jesus,
Moses,
and Elijah.
Eli.
And I have a bit of a thing for you there to think about. Moses represented the law. Elijah represents the prophets.
Moses nanulta ny lalana ary Elia nanulta ny mpaminany.
Jesus represented the fulfillment of them both. Which actually makes me conclude that you should probably never fast for 40 days. You would have to have a very clear word from God.
So
the point I'm trying to make is in the Bible, fasting is generally just a simple thing of setting aside a day. So you don't have to have some unattainable goal of super spirituality. A simple example of fasting is in Acts
13, verse 2.
A big decision was being made. And so it says, while they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them.
De zao volaza hoe ary nanao fanompom-pivavahana ho an'ny tompo sy ny fadianina ireo dia hoy ny fanahy masina atokany ho ahy Barnabas Saoly anao ny asa izay efa niantsoko azy.
And so you see, when you fast, sometimes it's because you need a word from God. Or you're making a big decision. You just set aside a day and you pray and fast.
And
the rest is in God's hands. He may speak, he may act. But fasting does not manipulate God. If anything, fasting manipulates you in a good way. Because it gets us more focused on God, so we hear Him more clearly. So that's an example of fasting. This last week, just a few days ago, I fasted because my son was still recovering from his operation, but things had taken a turn for the worse. Now I saw an opportunity there for a breakthrough. And I thought, I'm not just going to stand idly by, passively watching. No, I'm going to join in the struggle. So while he's suffering, I'm going to suffer.
There's
nothing wrong with my body. I'm not punishing myself. But I just want to fight a spiritual fight. So I stopped eating. And I carried on drinking water because it's really good to drink water. You really shouldn't fast on nothing.
Then tu yana akolum sutrano satria tukun tsaralem sutran tukunetsi fati anne noe tsmina naninina mints patukuni sutran.
Without water you could die in like 3 days. So when we speak about fasting, we're really talking about abstaining from stuff you eat. And I set aside a day to just fast and pray. The hard part was that within 3 hours, probably because lots of other people were praying, it's like my son was supernaturally healed. Because he had been feeling weak and feeling ill and having a temperature. And he was sent back to hospital at night time. We rushed him back to hospital. And an hour later, when he arrived at the hospital, the fever was gone. The color was back. His health was back. And the doctor said he's fine. So I think God did a miracle. The problem for me was that was only 3 hours after I started fasting. And I said in my heart, I'm going to fast for a day.
So
I carried on fasting, but it was twice as hard. Because we already had the breakthrough. You're free, of course.
You could
say, I'm going to fast for 3 days, but after 1 day, you know everything is sorted out. You can stop fasting. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 6, in verse 16, let's just read that one verse, Matthew 6, verse 16.
And over kids, and then for one say, Matthew, took fayen, and then fayen number full. Aram fatian nenareu, azame tuta campezara velati, isai malayel tare, fa mampsut sutun tavanizi, mbawita nulla fam fad, lazekom nareu marnatku, faefa azun falptian.
It's interesting what he says. He says, when you fast, not if you fast. Did you read that? When you fast. Not if you fast. Maybe, you know, I'm not a faster. He can fast. I'm not called to fast. Somebody else is. Well, it's wrong. It says when you fast. Read his one. Let's burn this one. Read that one. Verse 16.
And then what? And then fire number full. Refam fatian nenareo. Azametu takam petara felati. Isai mampan zumbna nientni. Armana ratsen taren. Bawita nula fam fatian. Lasekom naro marnat kufa yefazen falptien.
So you see, there's an expectation that we will fast. So I'm about to finish my sermon. Jesus' own words.
Then
he says, it's Jesus' own words to us, when you fast. Later on, he gets challenged about why his disciples don't fast. Because John the Baptist's disciples do. And he says, actually, they don't fast because the bridegroom's still with them. But after I go to heaven, they will fast. That's the time we're living in. So we're living in the time of fasting. I'm not going to give you a day to fast on. But I'm
going
to ask you to seriously think through what I've just been sharing today. And look for a reason and an opportunity to set a day apart to fast. It could be for breakthrough in Befusa. We need breakthrough in that village. If you just stop eating for a day, 24
hours,
keep on drinking water as much as you like. Just, skip everything else. For 24 hours. And say, God, bring breakthrough. Maybe the Holy Spirit puts another burden on your heart, not Befusa, something else. Give it a go. Put your faith into practice. Do what Christians do. It may be the only time you fast this year. But at least experience it. Try it out. Give God that honor in your life. I'm
going
to try to fast one day this next week. I'm not promising you I will. But I'll give it a go. I'll try. Why don't you look for a gap in the next week or two? Sometimes we've cheapened things, we've made things cost too little. In the old days, 100-200 years ago, the Methodist Church used to make Monday and Wednesday the days of fasting.
They
just decreed it, you would just join in.
Now
we're not
going
to build such a strict structure. But don't miss out. Just because we're not calling a fast, don't miss out on your opportunity to grow spiritually. Impose it on yourself. Let's pray. Father, help us to become a spiritual people. We know that you are good. But we want to go deeper with you, Lord. Help us to push into spiritual things. and overcome the flesh
ar te a res în nuf
and all the resistance that it puts up. May your grace abound to us and may your grace empower us.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.